Fifth case, G. Nye versus Holder. Mr. Rasusi.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, I represent Mr. Nye in his petition for review. We have a case where my client established to the satisfaction of the agency that he's a Christian. We also have in the record some, I think, very compelling country condition evidence showing systemic, if not systematic, suppression and persecution of Christians in China, those who are involved with unregistered churches, evidence of generally abysmal human rights record in China, a record showing brutal conditions in China's prisons and administrative detention facilities. Given those factors, we are left scratching our head as to the agency's conclusion that there is not a pattern and practice of persecution of Christians in China. However, let's assume, for argument's sake, that the agency's conclusion regarding a pattern and practice is correct. We would respectfully argue that the agency erred in determining whether my client faces a reasonable possibility of future harm if he's forced to return to China.
When I was reading the briefs, and of course that's not the record, it seemed to me that it was somewhat devoid of what his Christian practices had been in the United States for the last 20 years.
I understand that, Your Honor, and I know that during his merits hearing in Chicago, he indicated that he was not currently attending church, and he attributed that to there not being any Chinese language churches in the area where he was living and working. Presumably, and you're absolutely right, this was not developed below. Presumably, if he's in China, he's not going to have a problem finding a church, a family church, where that is an issue. But you're right. There's no.
Mr. Susi, sort of following on the heels of Chief Judge McCuskey's comment, we don't have any affidavits from these relatives who live in this country supporting. I understand they might not have been available for testifying in person, supporting his application. Is that a kind of a hole in the record here? I mean, he sort of stands alone. I don't want to get into credibility at this point, but wouldn't that give some greater context or texture to the history of what occurred in China?
Absolutely, and it would make this argument a lot easier for me.
Yes.
However, you know, the agency did not deny the case based upon a lack of corroboration. It made, I think, it made its decision based on, again, I think it made two separate decisions. It made a decision regarding the situation in China and said, well, the situation in China generally is not bad enough. And it made, with regard to him, it said, well, you know, he had these problems when he was very young and it's been 18 years and so on. But the argument that I tried to develop a little bit in the brief was that, I mean, this is really neither a pattern of practice case nor a case where there's clear evidence of a likelihood of individual harm. It's a hybrid. And the argument that I'm left making, absent the corroboration, which would have been nice if it was there, is that if we factor these things together, if we factor the horrific situation in China and the fact that he is a Christian and the fact that the IJ seemed to be, you know, believing him with regard to the problems that he had in the past, I think together those factors bring him to that 10% threshold that the Supreme Court said that he needs in terms of a well-founded fear of persecution.
But weren't the problems in the past his parents, not his?
Well, they were directed primarily towards the parents, but he also suffered not persecution. We concede that there was no – he did not suffer past persecution, but certainly there was harassment and there was bullying at the school. Where I would come down on this, Your Honor, is that he's certainly – I don't know – I'm not an expert in – China's institutional memory and so on, but he's certainly on the radar screen as someone from a Christian family whose parents were arrested on account of their Christian practices. And again, assuming what the agency seems to ask us to assume, that he is a Christian, and presumably he would be able to find a church in China where he would understand the language.
What about the government's testimony? Evidence that there are Christian authorized churches from the communist government, and there are people that practice Christianity, and then there are unauthorized Christian churches, so that there is an opportunity for him to practice his religion. We don't know how his religion differs from or what is authorized or unauthorized, because we don't have that developed record of what he's been doing the last 20 years.
Absolutely. I mean, his parents and his family were clearly involved in an unauthorized Christian church, and so I would presume, and I know that, given the fact that the underdeveloped nature of the record, I would presume that that history plus his being in his involvement, whatever that involvement in the United States has been in. Churches that have not been authorized by the Chinese government, that would be the nature of his involvement in the future. Are there any other questions?
Okay. You'll reserve some time for rebuttal. Ms. Sherman.
Good morning. Jessica Sherman on behalf of the respondent, Eric Holder. In this case, the board properly denied asylum, withholding, and CAT. The only issue really before the court today is whether Ni established a well-founded fear of future persecution. He's waived review of past persecution and conceded today that he did not establish past persecution. And he's waived review of the denial of his application for protection under the Torture Convention by failing to challenge that in his brief to this court. So what the case comes down to is whether he showed either an individual risk of persecution if returned to China, or whether there's a pattern or practice of persecution of Christians in China. And the board's determination that he failed on both grounds is amply supported by the record. Ni's claim is based entirely on incidents of past harm that occurred over 20 years ago to his parents. And the incidents were of harassment. He has not explained why authorities would be interested in him now, almost 30 years later. He testified that both his parents and his sister remain in China, and he never indicated that they've experienced any harm since 1982 when his parents were arrested. When asked specifically why he feared returning to China before the immigration judge, he stated that he feared being sterilized for violating the one-child policy and being jailed for illegally departing China. And while those were issues before the immigration judge, he abandoned those claims before the board. There's just simply no evidence to support his contention that he'll be singled out for persecution on account of his Christianity. As Your Honors have pointed out, he's never indicated what denomination of Christianity he would practice or whether he would be a member of a registered church or an unregistered church. And the country condition reports do indicate that Christians are harassed in China. However, there's a marked difference between how different denominations of Christianity are treated and whether it's an underground church or a registered church.
Is it your position, or is the government's position, Ms. Sherman, that because of the temporal aspect, that is, the dated, the 20 years plus since the parents were persecuted as Christians, that he would need to come forward and say that that particular brand of Christianity is being persecuted today? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that that's a relevant consideration. I mean, the last event that he testified to was in 1982. Now, his parents have continued to live in China for the subsequent 28 years. And at his trial, he never stated that his parents were arrested or even harassed by the officials. He also testified that he has a sister who continues to live in China. Arguably, she is probably Christian, and he never testified that she has any problems there. Those are relevant considerations. This court has recognized that when similarly situated family members remain unharmed in the country of origin, it diminishes a well-founded fear of future persecution. With regard to his pattern and practice claim, there's simply no evidence based on his sparse testimony about his practice of Christianity. There's no evidence that there is a pattern or practice of persecution of Christians in China. And this court has recognized that a pattern or practice claim is a significantly high burden. There must be systematic, pervasive, and organized efforts to kill, imprison, and severely injure members of the protected group. Without any evidence, which was his burden to present before the immigration judge, the record just does not compel a finding that he would be persecuted if returned to China. Any questions from the panel? Thank you very much, Your Honors.
Susie?
Your Honors, regarding the sister of my client, I don't think there's any evidence in the record one way or another as to whether or not she's a Christian, so I'm not sure that that's relevant. I would just reiterate the argument that, again, I introduced in the brief and stated earlier that this bifurcating the grounds on which Mr. Ni can prove a well-founded fear of persecution into either a pattern of practice or individualized harm, I think it makes a certain amount of sense in the abstract. However, in a particular case such as this, the specific history of someone, I think, has to be seen in light of the country conditions and vice versa.
Yep. I'm not unsympathetic to your case because we frequently are faced with this kind of fact pattern. But in this case, because of the time gap, the lack of contemporary evidence offered as to those family members in China now, and a lack of specificity on behalf of the petitioner, we're really in a tight bind on what we can do in finding the BIA didn't act responsibly here. I mean, it just seems that it comes up light. Like the potential for your case is there, but it just, of course, only speaking for myself, it just seems that it's short of what we have found. I mean, there is clearly the backdrop of the persecution of Christians. And so I don't want to be challenging, your suggestion that should be considered. But in light of the case law and the in-country reports, don't we have to have it filled in a little bit more than we have in this case?
It's a hard case, Your Honor. I'll certainly grant you that. Are there any other questions? Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And thank you, Ms. Sherman. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will take a 5-minute recess.